गिरिवर धारी राधा गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदा यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदा यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद जय जय
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्थ श्रीपतिवाइंग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय न नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेशभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। सो टुडे वी आर गोइंग टू रीड फ्रॉम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 11 श्लोक 27 सॉरी चैप्टर 18 वर्स 27 यम लोकपाला किल मत्सराज्वरा हित्वा यतन्तोऽपि पृथक् समेत च पातुं न शेको द्विपदश्चतुष्पदा सरीसृपं स्थारिदत्त दृश्यते यं लोकपाला किल मत्सराज्वराय हित्वा यतान्तोऽपि पृथक् समेत्य च पातुं न शेको द्विपदश्चतुष्पदा सरीसृपं स्थानु यदत्र दृश्यते यं लोकपाला किल मत्सराज्वराय हित्वा यतान्तोऽपि पृथक् समेत्य च पातुं न शेकोर्द्विपदश्चतुष्पदा सरीसृपं स्थानु यदत्र दृश्यते यं लोकपाला किल मत्सराज्वरा हित्वा यतन्तोऽपि पृथक् समेत्य च पातुं न शेकोर्द्विपदश्चतुष्पदा सरीसृपं स्थानु यदत्र दृश्यते यं लोकपाला किल मत्सराज्वरा हित्वा यतान्तोऽपि पृथक् समेत्य च पातुं न शेकोर्द्विपदश्चतुष्पदा सरीसृपं स्थानु यदत्र दृश्यते यं लोकपाला किल मत्सराज्वरा हित्वा यतान्तोऽपि पृथक् समेत्य च पातुं न शेकोर्द्विपदश्चतुष्पदा सरीसृपं स्थानु यदत्र दृश्यते माताजी यं लोकपाला किल मत्सराज्वरा हित्वा यतान्तोऽपि पृथक् समेत्य च पातुं न शेकोर्द्विपदश्चतुष्पदे सरीसृपं स्थानु यदत्र दृश्यते यम लोकपाला किल मत्सराज्वरा हित्वा यतान्तोऽपि पृथक् समेत्य च पातुं न शेक्योर्द्विपदश्च दुष्पद सरीसृपं स्थानु यदत्र दृश्यते वट टू वट मीनिंग यम हुम लोकपाला द ग्रेट लीडर्स ऑफ द यूनिवर्स बिगिनिंग विद द ब्रह्मा किल वट टू स्पीक ऑफ अदर्स मत्सर ज्वर फॉर सफरिंग फ्रॉम द फियर ऑफ एनवी हित्वा लिविंग असाइड इतंतः एंडिवरिंग अपि ऑल दो पृथक सेपरेटली समेत्य कंबाइंड च ऑल्सो पातुम टू प्रोटेक्ट ना नॉट शेक यू एबल द्विपदः टू लेग चतुपदः फोर लेग सरीसृपम रेपटाइल्स स्थानु नॉट मूविंग यत व्हाटेवर अत्र विद इन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड दृश्यते इज विजिबल ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय. ट्रांसलेशन माय लॉर्ड फ्रॉम द ग्रेट लीडर्स ऑफ द यूनिवर्स सच एज लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा एंड अदर डेमिगॉड्स डाउन टू द पॉलिटिकल लीडर्स ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड ऑल आर एनवियस ऑफ योर अथॉरिटी विदाउट योर हेल्प हाउएवर they could neither separately nor concretely maintain the innumerable living entities within the world, within the universe. You are actually the only maintainer of all human beings, of animals like cows and asses, and the planets, reptiles, birds, mountains, and whatever else is visible within this material world. Purport. It is fashionable for a materialistic person to compete with the power of God. When the so-called scientists try to manufacture living entities in their laboratories, their only purpose is to defy the talent and ability of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is called illusion. It exists even in the higher planetary systems, where the great demigods like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and others reside. In this world, everyone is puffed up with the false prestige despite the failure of all their endeavors. When so-called philanthropists who supposedly want to help the poor are approached by the members of Krishna conscious movement, they say, you are simply wasting your time while I am feeding vast masses of starving people. Unfortunately, their meager efforts, either singly or together, do not solve anyone's problem. Sometimes, so-called swamis are very eager to feed poor people, thinking them to be Daridri Narayana, the Lord's incarnation as beggars. They prefer to serve the manufactured Daridri Narayana than the original Supreme Narayana. They say, don't encourage service to Lord Narayana. It is better to serve starving people of the world. Unfortunately, such a materialistic, either singly or combined in the form of United Nations, cannot fulfill their plans. The truth is that the many millions of human beings, animals, birds and trees, indeed, all living entities are maintained solely by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Eko Bahunam Yuvidhati Kaman. One person, Supreme Lord, is supplying the necessities of life for all the other living entities. To challenge the authority of Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the business of asuras, demons. Yet, sometimes, suras or devotees are also bewildered by the illusory energy and falsely claim to be the maintainer of the entire universe. Such incidents are described in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where Sukadeva Goswami tells how Lord Brahma and King Indra became puffed up and were eventually chastised by Krishna. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरु वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे मुखं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे श्रीगुरु दीनतारिणं परमानंदमाधवं श्रीचैतन्यमीश्वरं हरे कृष्ण सो वुड लाइक टू वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू फॉर दिस मॉर्निंग श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास सीकिंग मर्सी एंड ब्लेसिंग्स फ्रॉम ऑल द असेंबल वैष्णवास आई ट्राई टू स्पीक समथिंग ऑन दिस वर्स फॉर माय प्यूरिफिकेशन एंड फॉर योर प्लेजर सो इन दिस वर्स the residents of the Jambudvip are telling that everyone, including the great demigods, great lokapalas, are proud because they are envious of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So once, one king got a question. What is the daily job of God? He got bewildered. What could God may be doing daily? So he asked his minister, please tell me, what is the daily job of God? So minister says, okay, creating the world, that's the daily job of God. And the king got angry. Rascal, the creation has been done. What is the daily job of God? And he says, I want answer within 2 days. If you don't give answer within 2 days, I'll chop off your head. And the minister got totally fearful that I'm definitely going to die. I don't know the answer. And while going to his home, he happened to meet with a farmer's son. Which is just illiterate farmer's son. And he saw on his face that he's little tense. So he asked the minister, you're looking very tense. What's the matter? He said, you can't understand this thing. Okay, you are just simple illiterate boy. How can you understand this thing? I'm in very deep anxiety. That boy insisted, please tell. Because it is said that if we share the joy, joy increases. If we share the sorrow, sorrow decreases. So, that person thought, okay, anyway, I'm going to die. Let's try with this boy. If I get some help, it will help you, helpful. So the minister told that boy, king questioned me, what is the daily job of God? And if I don't answer within 2 days, then he will go to chop off my head. And that's why I'm in great anxiety. So the boy said, it's a simple question. I will answer the question on behalf of you. So the minister asked that boy, but how can I take you there? Now you just tell the king that the question is so simple that even that boy can answer. He said, okay, let's try. And after 2 days, he took that boy to the king. And asked the king the same question. And king asked the question to minister, tell me now, what is the daily job of God? So the minister said, this question is so simple that this boy will answer. So king asked the same question to the boy, tell me. What is the daily job of God? Boy said, first come down. The king was sitting like a throne, which is like a Vikramaditya throne. There are many steps and he was sitting. So boy told the king, please come down. You want answer? Please come down. Now the king, who is a kind of samrat, has to come down to get that answer. Moment the king came down, the boy got up. Boy climbed the staircase and sat on the throne. He said, now ask the question. Because knowledge comes from top to bottom, not bottom to top. The king got angry. Tell me now, what is the daily job of God? And the boy said, this is the daily job of God. To uplift those who are humble and to pull down those who are proud. So, Krishna can tolerate anything, any mischievous activity done by devotees. But Krishna cannot tolerate any pride, small amount of pride, tinge of pride in the heart of a devotee. He don't like pride at all. And Prabhupada says in the purport that and we are going to celebrate on the Sunday, the beautiful Govardhan Puja. The Krishna smashed the pride of Indra. Krishna smashed the pride of Brahma. Krishna smashed the pride of Daksha. Many incidents are there in scriptures. The devotee, when they get proud, Krishna smashed that pride. Now, first of all, we'll try to see why a person becomes proud, first of all. In the Gopi Gita also, this beautiful verse comes. Vraja janartihan Vira Yoshita Nija Janasmaya Dhamsena Smita. The smile of Lord is very beautiful. The smile of Lord is a power to absorb ocean of misery which are there in the heart. Third canto, Kapila says, okay. Hasam Harer Avanata Khilaloka Tivaram Shokashu Sagar Visho Shanamatyudharam. Smile, if you just meditate on a smile of beautiful Vrindavan Bihari, what is the potential of that smile? It absorbs all the misery, ocean of misery, Shoka Ashru Sagara, Vishesha Shanamatya Dharam. But same smile of Lord has a potency to smash our pride also. And that's what Gopi says, Vraja Janartihan Veera Yoshitam Nija Janas Maya. Smaya means pride. Dhause na Smita. Just by a smile, you smash your pride. That's the potency of Krishna's smile. So we try to see, first of all, why a person gets the pride. So in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna beautifully says, Prakrute kriyamanani gune karmani sarvashaha ahankaram vimudatma kartaham iti manyate ahankaram vimudatma. Actually, all activities are done by Prakruti, three modes of material nature. What soul can do, what we can do actually, we can only desire. Prakriti facilitates Paramatma records. We heard in the Gita course, 6-day Gita course. His soul can only desire. Prakriti takes care of everything and Paramatma sanctions the thing. But still person becomes proud because of Vimuhudatma, because of foolishness. Because of bewilderment created by the modes of material nature. Then one may ask the question, why the person gets bewildered first of all? So again, Krishna answered the same question in the Bhagavad Gita, 7th chapter, 27 verse. Ichha deshu samuttena dvandva mohena bharata sarvabhutani sammoham sarge yanti parantapaha. It is because ichha, independent desire to be remain independent and remain controller away from the God. I want to be independent from the God and dvesha, hatred towards God. Why Krishna is the only enjoyer? Why not I am the enjoyer? Many times, Gorgababu says this, or Gorampur says this many times in the classes. Then people ask the question, why Krishna danced with the gopis? Why he played Ras Lila? The problem with them is not with the Krishna. Their concern is that, if Krishna can play, why I can't play? Why I can't dance? They want to become God. And that's what the material world is. When we join the company, we just like, I wasn't working BARC, so I joined the scientist level C. What was my desire? To go to scientist level D, then E to F, then outstanding scientist, then distinguished scientist, then director, then chairman, then prime minister, then president of America. I want to become more and more top position. Ultimately, why desire came? I want to become Krishna. I want to become God. Dvesha and Ichha. And that's why Dvandva Mohena Bharata, he gets bewildered by the Dvandva. Sarabhutani Sammoham gets bewildered. Because of bewilderment, Ahankar comes. I am the enjoyer. And because of Ahankar, person becomes proud and he falls down. Sarge Yanti Parantapa. Contemporary history has many examples. The best example which all of us knows because of Prabhupada Lilamrita, mercy of Satsur Maharaj, is John Lennon, the Beatle, person of Beatle. Now, none of us much aware of Beatles. We are ISKCON people aware because of George Harrison and all those things. We are aware of Beatles. But actually, till the point I came to ISKCON, I never heard about Beatles. Recently, I was conducting some small session for children. And at 6 years course, the fame comes. The Lord is famous, most famous. So I asked the boys, have you heard about Beatles? Said, no, Prabhuji. We never heard about Beatles. Do you heard about some cricketer playing in 95 or 96? Never heard this cricketer. Hansi Kronier. You heard about Hansi Kronier? Never heard this cricketer. See, within 20 years, fame goes away. But what was the fame of Beatles? So, Prabhuji is from Western countries. They are aware of more than me, actually. But I heard from class that George Harrison, when he used to stay in US, people used to so much crowd around the hotel that to bring him out of the hotel, they had to bring fire brigades. And to the staircase, he used to come out. And once of the towel of George Harrison remained in the hotel. He missed his towel in the hotel. Now what people do? Hotel manager, he break that towel into small threads. And did auction the thread. The thread of the towel used by George Harrison. And people used to pay money, $500, $1,000, $10,000, lakhs of dollars, just to get that. That was the fame of George Harrison. That was famous he was. But now nobody practically knows who is George Harrison except ISKCON people, because he was a devotee. So John Lennon was very famous. And what sentence he made? Beatles are so famous, even famous than Christ, that even God cannot budge us from our fame. Within a few days, at very early age, he died. John Lennon. Then there was one person, Tancredo Neves. He was a former president of Brazil. Before election of the president, he made a statement that if I get the 5 lakh votes, even God cannot budge me from the position of president. And he got the 5 lakh votes. And just one day before taking oath of presidentship, he died. Because of severe heart attack, he died. There was one person as Kasusa. He was a great singer. His concert used to have 8 lakh, 10 lakh people for music concert. He used to come for his concert. He was a bisexual guy. He was a Spanish singer. And he used to smoke a lot. He was a chain smoker. And while smoking before concert, what he did? He just smoked like this and told Krishna, God, this smoke is for you. This smoke is for you. Okay. After an incident, after 6 months, he got a lung cancer, he died. We have example of Titanic. The person who invented Titanic ship, what he said? I have created such a ship that God cannot sink it. Of course, within his first maiden voyage, just by hitting a small iceberg, the ship got sank. So that's a pride. Dvandva mohen. A person gets bewildered. And that's why Kunti Maharaj very beautiful says, that she prays, Vipada santato shashvat tatra tatra jagadguru bhavato darshanam yasyat apunar bhava darshanam. Oh Krishna, please give me misery, because my misery, I remain humble and I could able to remember you. And your remembrance means no more birth into this material world. And she says, actually, what are the miseries? What are the great miseries of life? She said, whatever miseries I experienced throughout my life, and she listed many experiences, many miseries, that we were tried to kill in the Varanavarta fire, we were tried to kill by demons, Hidimba, in the Asat Sava, our daughter-in-law were tried to disrupt, many, many miseries came to us. But these were nothing. But what are the greatest miseries? Janmaishwaryashuta shribhir edhamanam madappuman naivahartam abhidhatum vai tvama kinchana gochara. So janma, aishwarya, shuta and shribhir, great birth. Then aishwarya, opulences, shuta, the great knowledge, and shri, the beauty. These are the real obstacles, because These obstacles create pride in the heart. And because of pride, one cannot surrender to you. One cannot fully take shelter of you. So, now we'll try to see why these obstacles, and with various examples, how it creates a pride and how it obstructs us to take shelter of Krishna. So first is Janma, the great birth. So Mahaprabhu very beautifully tells to Sanatana Goswami that Nicha Jati Kula Nahir Bhaja Nir Ayogya Nita Jati Kula Nahir Bhaja Nir Ayogya Satta Kula Vipra Nahir Bhaja Nir Ayogya. Just because you are born in the lower caste, it is not a disqualification to chant Hare Krishna. It is not a disqualification to do bhakti. On the contrary, Satta Kula Vipra Nahir Bhaja Nir Ayogya. In fact, the great birth creates more trouble to do bhajan. So in the past of Ramanujacharya, we had two examples. That Ramanujacharya once saw that Kanchipurna, who used to call him as a guru, he used to consider Kanchipurna as a great devotee. Because Kanchipurna is such a great devotee, that when he used to fan the Lord Varadacharya, Varadaraj, he used to speak with him. That was the qualification of Kanchipurna. But somehow Kanchipurna got birth in lower family, or lower caste. And Ramanujacharya got birth in high Brahmana family. And once, the Ramanujacharya saw that Kanchipurna was eating prasadam, and what a remnants Kanchipurna has, the dog is to eat. And Kanchipurna saw, my God, how much that dog is fortunate that he used to get remnants of Kanchipurna, such a great devotee, and I am bereft of that. So Ramanujacharya got desire, I must get that remnants, because the remnants of great devotee has great power. Mahaprabhu says, Bhakta pada duliyara, bhakta pada jala, bhakta bhakta avashesha, tina mahabala. Narad Muni, when he was born a Shudra boy, he just got remnants of Bhakti Vedantist, become Narad Muni within 6 months. Become pure devotee within 6 months. That's the power of the remnants of the pure devotees. I must get that remnants. He got that desire. So he invited Kanchipurna to his house with the intention that he will eat prasadam, and what a remnants he has, he will get that. But somehow or other, Ramanujacharya's wife was a very staunch casteist. She thought, oh, this Kanchipurna is a low caste person, we are Brahmins. How can my husband invite him to my house? I am supposed to cook for him. On the top, he wants to eat his remnants. I cannot tolerate this. And she devised a plan. So she saw that on that day, when Kanchipurna has been called to house for prasadam, she saw that Ramanujacharya went out for some work. And immediately she invited Kanchipurna to his house, to her house, and fed nice prasadam to him. And then Kanchipurna left. And whatever remnants are there remaining, she threw all that food and washed that vessels with the ash. And with the same cloth, she took bath. And Ramanujacharya came and he saw that. And he asked, how can you do like this? I wanted to have that remnants. She said, actually, this is a tradition we are following. We are high-class people. She is a low-class person. When the low-class person eat in the high-class family, this is what we're supposed to do. We can't take his remnants. I throw all his remnants. Ramanujacharya says, see how unfortunate I am. I could not able to release the remnants of great devotees. I'm so unfortunate. And somehow or other, he forgave her. But afterwards, Ramanujacharya again took initiation from Mahapurna, the great. He was a great Brahmana and he took initiation. And he invited Mahapurna and his wife to stay in his house so that Ramanujacharya can listen from Mahapurna and get more and more bhakti or advance in devotional service. So Mahapurna and his wife came to stay in his house. Now Mahapurna was a Brahmana, but within the Brahmana there are sub-caste. Just like Maharashtra we say, Kokanastha Brahman, Deshastha Brahman, Sarasastha Brahman. So Kokanasthas are great topmost Brahmanas, Deshastha are little low Brahmana. Okay, Saraswati was a little lower Brahmana. So within the fight, hey, he's a Deshastha, he's a Kokanastha. Okay, within the fight, they also fight within that. So Ramanujacharya was happened to be in high class Brahmana family. We also heard from Sakshigopal past time that the younger Brahmana was low class Brahmana and the older Brahmana was high class Brahmana. So Mahapurna was staying in the house of Ramanujacharya, and once while taking water from the well, both Mahapurna's wife, Ramanujacharya was taking water together from the well. with this different pot, they were drinking water. And Mahapurna's wife pot happened to touch with the Ramanujara's wife pot. And water came out, two different pots. So Ramanujara's wife, what she did, she again threw that water and put the pot again. And Mahapurna's wife saw why she did like that. She asked, why did you do like this? Water was came out, why throw the water? She says, because it touched by the your pot, and you are low caste, Brahmana, than ours. And Mahapurna happened to heard this incident. So Mahapurna felt very bad. He said, better we leave this house, because Ramanujacharya should not get trouble. And both of them left the house, and Ramanujacharya got surprised. Why Mahapurna left the house? And she came to know this incident, and she was so angry with Sayoji, that see, you are so much pride about your caste. You are so proud that you are Brahmana and you are high caste lady. Now I am going to renounce this house and I am going to take sannyas. And he immediately left the house and took sannyas. No more I will enter into the house. You become, you stay in the house and proud of your Brahminical qualifications. So this is a high birth we can see. How high birth creates trouble in surrendering to Krishna, in taking shelter of the pure devotees of Krishna. Then second story we can see from the Bhagavatam 9th canto, story of Devayani and Sarmishta. Sharmishta was the daughter of Vrishaparva, who happened to be a disciple of Shukracharya. A kind of Kshatriya, not exactly Kshatriya, but kind of Kshatriya. And Devayani was the daughter of Shukracharya, who is Brahmana, top class Brahmana, Shukracharya. And once they went together to take bath in some lake, and Lord Shiva happened to come there. So all the ladies get ashamed. They immediately covered their bodies in a haste. They covered their bodies. And while covering that in a haste, Sharmishta covered her body with the cloth of Devayani. And Devayani was searching her cloth. And she found that Sharmishta took her cloth and covered her body. And she got so angry. And she says, Aho nirikshitam yasya dasya karma asampratam asmadharyam dhutavati shunaiva haviradhvare. Oh, just see the activities of the servant of the maid Sharmishta. Disregarding all etiquette, she has put on my dress, just like a dog, snatching clarified butter meant for use of sacrifice. Her own friend, she was her own friend, but what she called? She's like a dog. Just because in a haste, she covered her cloth with her own cloth. Dog snatching clarified butter meant for use of sacrifice. She called her a dog. Now, that Sharmishta also has a pride that she's Kshatriya. What she said? Atma vrittam avigyaya kathase bahu bhikshuki kimna pratikshate esmakam ghrinam bahu bijo yatha. Sharmishta said, you beggar? Since don't understand your positions, why should you unnecessarily talk much? Don't all of you wait at our house, depending on us, for livelihood like crows? Just like crows, you beg from house because we give you charity, we give you alms, you survive. So we can see what kind of pride people used to have. And we can see the story of Yayati in that family, nobody surrendered to Krishna. Because of pride of Kula. I am Brahmana, I am a Kshatriya, I am a Vaishya, I am a Shudra. So Janma creates the great problem. And that's why we can see that ISKCON spread. Who spread ISKCON? People who are not born in so-called great families. People born in Western families who were hippies. But they could have been able to spread ISKCON. None of the Brahmanas born in India, pure Brahmanas, could have been to spread this con. Could have been to spread this process of bhakti, process of devotional service throughout the world. Because these simple hippies, they are surrendered to Prabhupada. They are deep faith in Prabhupada. And whatever Prabhupada said, they were ready to carry out that order. And because of, they got the mercy of Krishna, and with that mercy, with that potency, because without mercy of Krishna, we cannot spread the message. Okay? Kali dharma, kali kali dharma, Krishna nama sankirtan, Krishna shakti vina nahi tara pravartan. Vallabha Bhatta says to Mahaprabhu. So the Krishna shakti they got and they got to spread the countries which we cannot conceive. How can somebody chant Harinam there? So this is our Janma. Second, we see Aishwarya. Great Aishwarya creates a lot of trouble in surrendering to Krishna. And the best example is Satrajit from Bhagavatam. Satrajit was living in the Dwaraka, in the Krishna's abode, which is spiritual world, descended from spiritual abode to material realm. But he has a pride that I have Shamantaka jewel. Because that Shamantaka jewel gives 160 pounds of gold every day. And when Krishna told to Satrajit that submit that jewel to King Ugrasena because such a great opulence king should possess so that he can use that opulence in the service of the society. Satrajit got angry on Krishna that because you are envious of me, you want that jewel. And not only that, he went to extend to accuse Krishna when his brother died and lost his jewel in the jungle. He started putting accusation on Krishna, Krishna, you have stolen that jewel. And that rumor failed toward Dwarka. And everyone was looking with suspicion on Krishna in the Dwarka. See, that's the power of Aishwarya. That's what Krishna says, Bhogaishwarya prasaktanam taya aparuta chetasam vyavasayatmika buddhi samadhona vidiyate. For bhakti, we require vyavasayatmika buddhi. Krishna says previous verse, vyavasayatmika buddhi ekeha kuranandana bahushakhayantasya budhayo avyavasayana. But which thing hampers vyavasayatmika buddhi? It's bhoga and aishwarya. Prasaktanam taya aparuta chetasam vyavasayatmika buddhi samadho na vidhiyate. Story of now the Damodar month is running. Nalakuvara and Manigriva, the sons of Kuveras, so much puffed up with the opulences that they were playing naked in the Ganges water, Mandakini Ganges, in the Mount Kailash, in the abode of Shiva. How much pious place is there? Abode of Shiva, Mandakini Ganga, and there, what they are doing? Because of pride of Aishwarya, we are sons of Kubera, they are dancing naked in the water with the girls. And not only that, that's allowed in the heavenly planet. That's okay. But when Narad Muni came there, they were so puffed up by the opulences, the ladies covered their bodies. But these two were remained like intoxicated naked there in front of Narad Muni. And Narad Muni saw that, he felt, this is not good. This is not good, they should get punishment so that they will come to their senses. And Narad Muni says very beautiful verses. Nahi anya jishato josha buddhi bhraṁśād rajogunāt śrīmadāt abhijātyādīr yatra stri dhutyamāsava. Among the all attraction of material enjoyment, the attraction of riches, Aishwarya, attraction of riches, bewilder one's intelligence more than having a beautiful body. Aishwarya is more bewildering than having a beautiful body. Taking birth to an aristocratic family and being learned, when one is uneducated but falsely puffed up by the wealth, the result is that one engages wealth in the enjoying wine, woman and gambling. So that's why they must get the punishment. And what is the greatest punishment for one who has wealth? Just remove his wealth. If one is attached to wealth, remove his wealth. That's why for grihastha, giving charity is austerity. It's recommended for grihastha to give charity because if one is attached to wealth, by giving charity, one slowly gets detached from the wealth. Otherwise, attachment can't go till the point of death about the wealth. Many times I share these incidents that my grandfather was sick by the cancer. He was about to die, about to give a body. And I went to house to meet him. And when he saw me first time, after many days, he was suffering from cancer, third stage of cancer. And first question he asked me, is 7th pay commission get applicable? I got bewildered. What's the use up to me? I left my government job. This is not applicable to me now. Why are you asking this question to me? My grandfather said, not for you, for me. Because if 7th pay commission gets applied, my pension will increase. I'll get arrears. I'll get more money. On the third stage of cancer, he's saying. That's the attachment one has for the wealth. It doesn't go. That's why the best solution is asata shri madandasya daridram paramanjanam atmopannena bhutani daridram paramikshate. They should get daridram. They should become poor. And he curses them. You become trees. Naked trees. In the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. Why he said like this? Because further verse Narad Muni says, Sadhunam samachittanam mukunda charanasinam upekshekim dhanastambir asadbir asadashayam. Saintly person think of Krishna 24 hours a day. Sadhunam samachittanam. They have no other interest. Why should neglect the association of such exalted spiritual personalities and try to associate materialists? And taking shelter of non-devotees, most of whom are proud of rich. So because materialists have a pride of their richness, saintly person never take the association. And that's why they never get the mercy of Krishna and they fall into ditch of material entanglement. We have a story of Daksha. How much pride Daksha has of opulence is. He was a Prajapati. Everyone used to offer obeisances to him. When he came into the assembly, everyone got up, including Lord Brahma, except Lord Shiva. That was some reason that he was absorbed in thinking about Krishna, meditating on Vasudeva. So, Sati says to Daksha, Vidya tapo vitta vapu vayakule satam gunair shadbira satametare smruto hatayam dhritamana dudusha sabdana paschanti hidam voyasam. Satam gunair shadbira. What are the shadgunas? Vidya tapo vapu vitta vayakula. This satam, but asattametare. If one becomes proud by these gunas, then he loses all his sense. Okay? And he cannot see the good. Sabdana paschanti hi dhama bhuyasam. So this is about Aishwarya. The third opulence is Shruta. If one has a great knowledge, that also creates a problem in surrendering to a Krishna. So once, a great Vedic scholar happened to come and meet Srila Prabhupada. In the US, in the Department of Vedas, he was a scholar. He was scholar in Vedanta. So when he came to Vedanta, Prabhupada asked him, "So you are a scholar of Vedanta, tell me who is a God?" And that person says, "Oh, that's not an easy question. That's a very difficult question. You have to think a lot. You have to answer this question in many ways. God is not easy to understand, easy to explain." Then Prabhupada called a small boy playing there. "Come here." He asked him the question, "Who is the God?" And Prabhupada took a laddu in his hand. And boy saw the laddu. So boy thought that if I get the answer correctly, I may get the laddu. So boy answered, "Krishna is the Supreme Person of Godhead." Prabhupada said, "Thank you." He gave him laddu. Then Prabhupada again asked that boy, "Who is Krishna?" Boy thought, I'll get one more laddu. So the boy answered again, "Krishna is the Supreme Person of Godhead." Prabhupada gave him one more laddu. And Prabhupada told that Vedanti, "See, a small child in our movement knows who is a God. But you are calling yourself scholar of Vedas, but you don't know who is a God." So that's the problem of Shruta. Too much knowledge. And that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells to Tapan Mishra, "Bahu Shastre Bahu Vakke Chitte Brahma Hoya Sadhya Sadhana Srishta Nahoya Nishaya." If you read too much scriptures, Bahu Shastre, Bahu Vakke, too many sentences from scriptures, Chitte Brahma Hoya, it will bewilder your intelligence. What is the ultimate goal? Sadhya. What is the process? Sadhana, Srishtha. Best process and best sadhya. Nahaya, Nishaya. You cannot decide. That's the problem of Shruta. We know the one more story of Brahman Patnis. The famous story from 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Brahman Patnis are so simple. The Brahmanas, the scholars of the Vedas, they were unaware of the real purpose of the Vedas. When Krishna Balaram came to ask the food from Brahmanas, they said, "Wait, this yagya should happen first." They forgot the essence of all yagya, yagyapati, they forgot. And finally, these boys went to yagyapatnis and they ran towards Krishna without bothering about what their husband will tell to them. Whether their husband will get angry or not, they don't bother. Just ran towards Krishna. And when they came back from Krishna, the Brahmanas realized what mistake we did. And they quoted a very beautiful verse. "Dhik janma natru dhyattas, dhik vratam, dhik bahugyatam, dhik kulam, dhik kriyadaksham, vimukha yeto adagyase." To hell with our janma. To hell with our vrata. To hell with our knowledge. Bahugyatam. To hell with our kula, Brahman kula. Because vimukha yeto adagyase. With all those things, we are getting away from Krishna. Vimukha yeto adagyase. We have a beautiful example of Digvijay Pandit from Chaitanya Charitamrita. He was a great Pandit, specially bestowed mercy by the goddess Saraswati. But he was so proud that he cannot tolerate that somebody can defeat me. A small child, Nimai, can defeat me, could not even tolerate. He prayed to Saraswati, "Why this happened to me?" And Saraswati came and tell that guy That person who defeated you is my God. He is my Lord, Supreme Lord Krishna. He has defeated you. Please go and surrender to him. Supreme Person God in front of him. But because of pride, he wants to debate with him instead of surrendering to him. That's a Shruta. Knowledge creates a pride. We have example of Rupa Narayana. Rupa Narayana came to Rupa Goswami claiming that I am the greatest scholar. Sign it here. Debate with me, otherwise sign it here. Rupa Goswami said, why to waste time on nonsense thing? Let's sign it. He signed it. Okay, you are the greatest scholar. Have that pride. I don't bother about dating. I am happy doing bhakti, my bhakti here. Now when he came out, he told Jiva Goswami, you also signed here. Your uncle, your guru has signed. You have signed. And just to protect the glory of his guru, Jiva Goswami argued with him, debated with him, and defeated in a short amount of time, like anything. And Rupa Goswami happened to heard this thing. And he discarded Jiva Goswami from Vrindavan. He said, you are a proud person. You are no more qualified to stay in Vrindavan. Go out of Vrindavan. Because Rupa Goswami is aware that if we just show off our knowledge, if we show off our Shruta, then it creates trouble in surrendering to Krishna. That Shruta is a great obstacle. It gives a lot of pride. And, okay. So this is about Shruta. And lastly, Shri. How beauty creates a trouble in surrendering to Krishna. How beauty creates a pride. So best example about beauty in the from Bhagavatam is Dhruva Maharaj's pastime, the wife of Dhruva Maharaj, Suniti. Suruchi or Suniti? Suruchi, sorry, Suruchi. So Suruchi, among the two wives of Uttanapad, Suruchi was most beautiful. And because of her beauty, Uttanapad got attracted to Suruchi more than Suniti, or rather, because of her less beauty, Uttanapad used to consider Suniti like a maid servant. And used to always take care of Suruchi. And she has such a pride that when she saw the son of my co-wives sitting on the lap of my husband, she threw him away, down, and chastised Dhruva that if you want to sit at this place, you have to take birth from my womb. And for that purpose, you have to worship Vishnu. Then you can take birth. She was aware that Vishnu was supposed to worship Vishnu, but with pride that I am beautiful. And to take birth from my womb, one must worship Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's the beauty I have. And Uttanapad was so enamored by that beauty that he could not be able to understand what's the truth, what's the reality, what's the truth. He could not be able to understand. So person gets enamored by the Shri. That's the beauty, it's the greatest obstacle in surrendering to Krishna. For example, a Kandu Rishi was doing great austerity. He used to stay in the chilled water during winter season. And he used to stay in the covered by the fire in the desert during hot summer season, just to control his senses. But when Indra said, Parmalocha, the beautiful Apsara, he was so enamored by that Apsara that he left all his austerity and started staying with that Apsara. And once he took his Kamandalu and started going out. And that Apsara asked the Kandurushi, where are you going? And Kandur says, oh, don't you know I'm a Rushi? I do Gayatri in the evening. It's time to do Gayatri. I'm going to do my Sandhya. And Paramalocha told, asked Kandurushi, do you know how much time has elapsed? He said, just evening. Morning we met. Evening I'm going. And Paramalocha says, 1,000 years, 6 months and 6 days has been passed. 1,000 years, 6 months, 6 days, Kandurushi did not realize that I am with this Apsara, spending time forgetting Krishna. That's the power of beauty. Beauty, in a mind person like anything, person forgets about Krishna. That's the beauty, creates a pride, and it's the greatest obstacle. So once, Srila Prabhupada, with his disciples, happened to pass on the beach. And there was a beautiful limousine standing on the beach. And disciples, neglecting Prabhupada, started seeing that beautiful car. And Prabhupada realized that they get attracted by that car. And Prabhupada just see that car and just pat on the ground. And disciples realize, oh, actually this beauty is nothing. in front of beauty of bhakti or beauty of Krishna. So we should not get enamored by the beauty of this material world. So person, if he gets enamored by the beauty of Krishna, he never gets attracted by the beauty of material world. And that's what the passage of Dhanurdhara tells us. Dhanurdhara initially got enamored by the beauty of that prostitute, but when Ramanujacharya, with his own potency, make him realize that God is more beautiful, the eyes of God are more beautiful. The eyes of God has the power to eradicate all the threefold miseries. Tapat prena vitasya ghore santapyamanasa bhavanisham. So this eyes has power to remove all these miseries. And we saw that by the mercy of Ramanujacharya, he forget everything. He forget all other beauties and get attracted naturally or just like a Ganges towards the beauty of Lord and got surrendered himself to the lotus feet of Ramanujacharya. And the last snare of Prabhupada says in purport are about Mayavadis. So to become Mayavadi, trying to become God, Prabhupada says the last snare of Maya. It's the greatest pride that I am the God. And such a person, they do social service. They serve the society. So apparently they think that I am serving society. But what's their thought? The thought is not it's God's creation, it's God's thing, I must help the God's people to come up, come out, all these things. Their understanding is it, I am like a God, and I am serving them. That's what Prabhupada says in the purport, that they don't want to serve Narayana. They love to serve Daridri Narayana. They call them Daridri Narayana. Better serving Daridri Narayana than serving actual Narayana. Bhagavatam says, tapasvino dana parashasvino manasvino mantra vidasu mangalam kshemam navindanti vinaya darpanam tasmai subhadra shavase namo namaha. Tapasvino, one may be tapasvino, dana para, a great donor, yashasvino, famous, manasvino, great mystic, mantra vidasu mangalam, mantra vidam is one who can chant nicely, beautifully Vedic mantras, kshemam navindanti vinaya darpanam. Whatever we are, if we don't offer our things to Krishna, kshemam na vindanti, they cannot get benefit. Tasmai subhadra shavase namo namaha. So such a people who think themselves God, they cannot get a tinge of benefit by their practice because they don't offer things to the God. The same verse, 10th canto verse, the Sukadeva Goswami says, yanyarvindakshamuktamaninan Toyast bhavat avishuddha buddhaya aruya krishnena parampadam tato patantyado anadhrutayushma dangraya. Even they imagine themselves to be liberated. Mukta maninat. They fall down to this platform of doing mundane philanthropy because patantyado anadhrutayushma dangraya. Because they neglect your lotus feet. They neglect Lord's lotus feet. And despite doing all the good work, apparently good work, serving so-called pure, feeding like anything, Prabhupada says that all atoms, their atoms are futile. And that's what Krishna says in Gita. Moghasha, mogha karmano, mogha jnana, vichetasa, rakshasim, asurim, chaiva, prakritim, mohinishitaha. All their, everything is mogha. Their asha is mogha. Their karma is mogha. Their jnana is mogha. And what happens? They are bewildered by the prakriti and mohanishita, rakshasim asurim evo. They actually get the demonic species. That's what Krishna says. Because they neglect, they deride the form of Lord, they deride the lotus feet of Lord. So, does that mean that a devotee should not possess wealth? Does that mean that devotee should not possess Shri, beauty? Does that mean that devotee should not have Shruta? Does that mean that devotee should not have janma, good janma? It's not like that. In fact, if one wholeheartedly takes shelter of Krishna, all this aishwarya never affects the devotees. And in glorification of Bali Maharaj, the Vamandeva says, manasthamba nimittanam janmadinam samantata sarvashya pratipanam hanti muye namatparaha. Although aristocratic birth, janma adinam, and other opponents says, Our impediments to advancement in devotional service are no impediments in advancement in devotional service because, sorry, there are impediments in advancement in devotional service because of false pride and prestige. These opulences never disturb a pure devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Okay? Sarvashraya Pratibhana, all the disturbances, Janma Adi, we saw, Janma Ishwara Shri Beach. It creates obstacles in achieving lotus feet of Krishna. Hanti Muhyena Matparaha, those are Matpara, those who are surrendered to Krishna, these opulences never disturb them. In fact, they aid them to serve Krishna more. They aid them to serve society of devotees more nicely and advance more into the devotional service. So, the best way to get pride, to get rid of pride, is to surrender to Guru, surrender to Krishna through the bona fide spiritual master. And if you do that, all these Janma Ashwatthama Shribir will be the great aid for us. It's just like a different zeros written in front of one. More zeros we have in front of one, more value we are adding into service of Krishna. So these are the few thoughts on this verse. Any question, comments or correction are most welcome. Okay, thank you very much. Prabhupada ki jai, Granthasrimad Bhagavatam ki jai.